As a species, dogs are our best pals. They defend us, befriend us, even upend us sometimes. But what can a dog teach us about practicing what the Buddha listed as number one in the most fundamental ways to practice mindfulness? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. My friend, I hope you're happy, I hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal Sean with another few steps on your journey on the path of happiness. If you're enjoying the podcast, then I invite you to become a supporter of the show on Patreon. The link is in the description. There's lots of exclusive content there. Please do check it out. If there's any species that's been humanity's best ally, it has to be dogs. They're the only large carnivore to be domesticated, which is kind of mind-boggling when you stop and think about it. At some point in history, some guy looked at a wolf or something like a wolf and thought, I'm going to call him Sir Barks-a-Lot. I can only imagine that individual was very resilient, persistent, and with good reflexes who really wanted a large pet with sharp teeth. And it wasn't to mind the sheep either. Our friendship with dogs predates agriculture by a long way. The first earliest man and his dog remains are from the 12th century BC, and the process probably started 30,000 years ago, and they've been guarding our families, sniffing our crotches, and sadly looking at us when we're eating ever since. I think dogs are fantastic mindfulness teachers, and we can learn a lot from them, or maybe unlearn some of our modern bad habits. They have lots of behaviours that are straight out of the mindfulness playbook. For example, focused awareness. If you've ever held a tennis ball in your hand in front of a dog, you know that a meteor could strike the earth and they wouldn't care. They're hugely compassionate animals. They know when we're ill and when we're struggling with our mental health, and they bring their full presence. But the area I wanted to focus on today is what's called, in the Buddhist tradition, mindfulness of the body in the body. And this is one of the Buddha's four fundamentals of the practice, and a vital way for you to ground yourself in the present moment and let go of the future and past. What we're talking about is pouring your awareness into your physical being and taking joy from the aliveness of your bodacious bod. And dogs are masters of mindful awareness in the body. Out in the park, they might be chasing after squirrels or sniffing butts or up to all sorts. But once they're back home and they're resting, the focus shifts to their body, and you can watch them. They make sure that they stretch before moving, which is why you don't hear dogs say, "Oh, my back," as they're getting out of a chair. They groom themselves, licking, scratching, nibbling themselves to keep their coat and their body in good order, even grooming the areas that make us slightly uncomfortable with our human foibles and taboos. And of course, when the sun comes through the window, they find a nice spot to lie down and catch some rays. We should take the time to pay attention to our bodies as well. Our nice, calm, happy state becomes available to us when we bring our mind and our body together. And a very easy way to do that is through mindfulness of the body in the body, focusing our attention on what's going on internally. And we can do that right now if we close our eyes and we just scan internally and see what's happening. It might be that you feel relaxed at the moment. Or you could feel tense in places. Or you might feel hungry or a little bit tired. At the moment, I'm feeling a little bit of tension in my back because I went to park run today and I pushed it a little bit too hard. You can notice what you sense in specific parts of your body, like your hands. You might notice the contact with your lap, or you might notice the coolness of the air in them, the sensation of the skin and the nerves. And this is incredibly simple stuff, but it's also the most fundamental practice. The Buddha described it as the cornerstone of liberation, and in the four foundations of mindfulness, he described it as number one. The body connects us to reality, it connects us to the present moment, through our breath, through our senses, through our movement, it brings us into union with reality. And union with reality is where we can let go of our suffering, because the only place we can be happy is here, and the only time we can be happy is now. And the reason I like mindfulness of the body and the body is that it really helps to focus your awareness. And while your awareness is focused, your mind can settle down. You'll still have thoughts occasionally, and that's okay. But by gently bringing your consciousness back to your body, your mind gets a chance to rest, gets a chance to let go of the past and future, let go of worries, and become one with your body. And we can do that throughout our day. We can bring our awareness to the body in everything we do, in the feeling of the toothbrush on our teeth, the feeling of the water on our skin as we shower, and the movement of our rib cage as we breathe. A great way to practice this in a more formal way is through a body scan meditation. We're going to do one of those in a moment, but it's important to get into the habit of checking in with our body regularly through the day so that we can reconnect with it. With all of the things that we get distracted by, we can forget entirely that we have a body. Sometimes we don't really give it full attention until something goes wrong, like back pain or a toothache. But we can practice interbeing, which is the theme for this year, between body and mind by taking joy from the experience of being inside our body. We don't have to be scoring a goal in the World Cup final or enjoying the best meal we've ever had to feel it. We can focus our awareness to a part of the body, smile to it, and enjoy being alive. And one of the best ways to do this is through mindful walking. Before he became ill, Thich Nhat Hanh would slowly lead his monastics through the Plum Village Monastery in a mindful walk. And I've stayed at the monastery and walked the same route with his monastics. It's a very easy thing to learn. So first we focus on slowing our steps as we breathe. So 3 steps for each breath. You can pay attention to each step and really notice your heel landing, then your foot, the sole of your foot, then your toes, and then your heel lifting, and your sole lifting, and then your toes. Just really noticing the contact that you have with the ground, every single aspect of it, keeping your eyes soft, slightly unfocused on the ground in front of you, and also feeling some gratitude for the miracle of being alive and being able to enjoy a good walk. And you can practice this every day. Every time you get up for a drink or walk to the toilet, you can practice mindful walking in this way and pour your awareness into the body. Later in the year, we can go for a mindful walk together on the podcast when the weather improves here in England. Hopefully I can get an outside mic by then. But for now, let's do a body scan together. So I would recommend you pause the podcast just for a second and find a comfortable position to lie down. You might want a blanket on top of you as well. We're going to skip the introduction, the settling in introduction, but I will start with 3 sounds of the bell. So, lying down or sitting, we first might become aware of the points of contact between our body and the floor. Noticing any sensations. Just taking some time to settle in and feel comfortable. Noticing our breathing. The rhythm of our breath, noticing how an in-breath feels cooler and an out-breath feels warmer. Noticing how the body changes as we breathe. Not trying to breathe in any particular way. Not trying to force it. Just allowing our breath to settle down in a natural, comfortable way. And then imagining your attention as a spotlight covering the entire body, holding your entire body in your awareness. And then narrowing that spotlight down the body, down the left leg, focusing on the toes of the left foot to the exclusion of everything else. Just noticing any sensations you find there, whether your toes are warm or cool. Notice any contact with socks, any numbness, just whatever you find there. And then extending that spotlight of awareness to the rest of the foot, the heel of the foot, the sole, the top, the sides, the muscles, the tendons, the bones. Just taking in anything that you can experience there. And as we're focusing our awareness on the foot, you may notice that your attention drifts to the past or the future. And each time you can simply notice that thought, allow it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bring your attention back to the body. Then moving that spotlight awareness to the left ankle. It's an area that we rarely notice. Just seeing if we can isolate it and be aware of it. The left lower leg, the calf, the shin. Noticing where it's touching the floor or touching clothes. Seeing if you can notice any sensations inside, for example, in the muscles, on the bone tissues. And just bringing our awareness back to the lower left leg each time our thoughts wander. Noticing the left knee and just the left knee. And you might have some memories or emotions associated with that part of your body. And if that arises for you, if that surfaces, then you can be present with that for a moment. And then return your awareness to the body again. The left thigh. And this is an area that we can hold some tension in. And we don't have to make a judgment about that tension. We don't have to do anything about that tension. You can just simply notice that it's there. Just noticing what things feel like. Just taking stock of what you can experience in those tissues. And then shifting your awareness down the right leg to the right toes. Noticing what's there. And if there's nothing to experience there, then you can simply notice that. Moving to the whole of the foot, the heel, the sides, the top. any pressure from contact with the floor or from socks. Becoming aware of the complexity of the foot and being thankful and grateful for the movement that it provides, if that's something that's available to you. Becoming aware of the right ankle, just tuning in to what's there. And we're exploring the body as if we're experiencing it for the first time, as if it's brand new to us. The lower leg, the calf, the shin, noticing any sensations, differences in temperature, contact with clothing on the floor. Becoming aware of the right knee, and you might notice a certain twist in the knee if your foot is lying outwards. The right thigh. And if your attention strays to another time and place as you're focusing your awareness in the right thigh, then each time you can simply bring your awareness back to the right thigh, calmly, gently, without judgment. Bringing our attention to the hips and the lower back, and these can be areas where we hold some discomfort. Not trying to make it different, just being present with whatever it is that you feel there. And if you feel some pain or tension, not trying to avoid it, instead accepting it. You might choose to imagine breathing into that part of your body and breathing out of that part of the body. The abdomen, and perhaps noticing the movement of breath in your diaphragm, noticing your belly rise and fall. Moving up to the lungs and applying your full awareness to the in-breath and the out-breath. The heart, which is an area that we can't easily feel or isolate, but we can know that it's there, keeping us alive, moving oxygen to the entire body as we breathe in and as we breathe out. The upper back and shoulders, it's another area that we can hold some tension in, and we can just accept that it's there if that's something that we feel right now, and we can notice that the upper back and shoulders move, they rise as you breathe in, they fall as you breathe out. And then focusing that beam of attention down the left arm to the tips of the fingers of the left hand. Becoming aware of the fingers, the back of the hand, the palm, seeing if you can feel the bones and the tissues inside the hand. You might become aware of it touching the floor or your body. And at this point in the guided meditation, you might notice yourself starting to feel a little bit sleepy, maybe dropping off a little bit. And I would invite you to treat that in the same way as thoughts or distractions. So you can simply notice that it's there, allow it to leave, and gently bring your awareness back to the body again. The left wrist, the forearm, the elbow, and then holding the entire arm in your awareness, staying present with it just as it is, not wishing for it to be different, accepting our current experience. And then shifting that beam of awareness across the shoulders, down the right arm, to the right hand. Holding your right hand in full awareness. The wrist, the forearm, the elbow. And then again, widening out the spotlight of awareness to hold the entire arm. Noticing what you can feel internally, the bones, the muscles, the tendons, the tissues. Then moving up the shoulders to the neck. And you might notice differences of temperature across the neck, areas of pressure or areas of tension. Just seeing if you can isolate what you can experience in the neck. The jaw, the chin, the teeth. Bringing pure awareness to whatever it is that you find there. The lips, the tongue. The face, the cheeks, the nose. Not needing to do anything. You don't need to be anywhere else right now. You don't need to be doing anything. Just enjoying the experience of being present with your body. Enjoying the feeling of being alive. Seeing if you can isolate the eyes. A very complex organ. Just noticing what you can feel there. The brow. You might hold some tension in the brow. The ears. The sides of the head. The back of the head, the scalp. Then broadening that spotlight of awareness to hold your entire head in your attention. And then broadening again to hold the entire body. just breathing in this moment. Feeling some gratitude towards ourselves for working on our peace, our mental health. In the only moments that we actually have, which are these moments. And as the body scan approaches its finish, just taking a moment to wiggle your fingers and toes and beginning to become present in the room that you're in. And as we reach the end, just noticing any changes in your body. It might be that your body has become more relaxed. It might be that you've fallen asleep entirely, which is very normal for a body scan. So please don't beat yourself up if you've fallen asleep. Maybe allow yourself to stretch a little bit. Give yourself a chance to come to before you try and move. Noticing any changes in your mind. And if your mind has had a chance to settle, if you feel a sense of calm or peace in your mind, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And then opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And just before we finish, a couple of things. So your mindfulness homework for this week is to put a timer on your phone to go off each hour so that you can check in on what you can feel in your body. It's to practice mindfulness of the body in the body when you brush your teeth in the morning and when you're walking from one place to another. And I also want you to practice the body scan guided meditation every day, the one that we've just gone through in this episode. And the other thing to flag is that next week I'll be providing some details on the new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers, which will have the same format as this, but it'll use games as the introduction to different mindfulness concepts. So we've got all of our ducks in a row. And we'll have the launch date next week. If you can provide some support, if you can subscribe, if you can share it with other people, I'd be hugely grateful. So a few more details on that next week. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slana, will you? And I'll see you next time.
Cause I built